This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM. On my show, I play tunes spanning decades and miles, especially today's, when I travel the globe and include a newfound band for me from Toledo, Spain. And it's the John Deere and the Blues Freaks. The first, Mary Clapton, B.B. King, Herbert Sumlin, John Hammond, Jimmy Rogers, Mike Bloomfield, Tim Casey and the Blue Coats, Lightnin' Hopkins, Sonny Terry, ending the show with Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers. I hope that at least a handful of these folks you've never heard of and will enjoy. Some musicians just don't need much of an introduction, like Eric Clapton and B.B. King performing When My Heart Beats Like a Hammer, a song written by B.B. and first released in 1958 as a 45 single.
When my heart starts beating like a hammer, and my eyes get full of tears, oh, when my heart starts beating like a hammer, you know you only been gone 24 hours, baby. Oh, but it seemed like a million years. If I ever mistreated you, baby, you know I didn't mean no harm. Oh, if I ever mistreated you, baby, God knows I didn't mean no harm. You know I'm just a little country boy, baby. And I was raised right down on the cotton farm. Thank you. baby. Baby, I don't know what to do. Oh, you give me so much trouble, baby. Baby, I don't know what to do. I ain't got nothing now, baby. Baby, and it's all on the count of you.
Eric Clapton and B.B. King performing When My Heart Beats Like a Hammer, which is off of their collaborative album called Riding with the King, which was released in 2000. Next is Hubert Sumlin and his Blue Shadows, which he first released in 1989 on his album Hubert Sumlin Healing Feeling. Hubert was a longtime guitarist in Howlin' Wolf's band, who put out almost 24 albums on his own starting in 1958. As a bit of trivia, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards paid for his funeral expenses, just an indication of his stature as a musician. Here's Blue Shadows.
Telephone. Talk to
Not a particularly well-known blues guitarist and songwriter, Hubert Sumlin and his Blue Shadows tune, which is off of his Hubert Sumlin and his Healing Feeling album. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. John Hammond is an American singer and guitarist who's been playing, performing since the mid-1960s. During this time, he was able to play with the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Lee Von Helm, Duane Allman. He almost always plays acoustically, and in spite of releasing 34 albums, is not real well known. Up next is Heart Attack and Vine, which is off of a 2001 album, Wicked Grin, an album consisting entirely of Tom Waits' compositions, who he has had a longtime friendship with.
Recognize yourself on Heart Attack and Vine. Doctor, lawyer, beggar, man, thief. Billy Joe Remarkable looks on in disbelief. You want to taste the madness? Well, you have to wait in line. Probably someone you know on Heart Attack and Vine. Boned high on China White, Shorty found a punk. You know there ain't no devil, it's just God when he's drunk. Well, this stuff will probably kill you. Let's do another line. Say you meet me down on Heart Attack and Vine. See the little Jersey girl in a see-through top with pedal pushers sucking on a lollipop. Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25 to 9. You can see a million of them on Heart Attack and Vine. Crawling down Cahuenga on a pair of broken legs. You'll find your ignorance is blissful every goddamn time. You're waiting for the RTD on Heart Attack and Vine. Recognize yourself on Heart Attack and Vine.
John Hammond, and Heart Attack and Vine, which was written by Tom Waits. In addition to Waits, John Lee Hooker, Dwayne Allman, Robbie Robertson, Mike Bloomfield, Charlie Musselwhite, and many others have contributed to John's albums over the years. Jimmy Rogers was born in 1924 and was a blues singer, guitarist, harmonica player, and perhaps best known for his time with Muddy Waters Band in the early 1950s. This is Chicago Bound, which was written by Jimmy and released in 1954. The lyrics have a lot of similarity to the song Harlem Bound, which was written by Memphis Slim and released 7 years earlier. In Jimmy's version, Little Walter is playing harmonica and Muddy Waters is also on guitar.
When I left Father's Joy in 1934, my baby, she begged me, Daddy, please don't go. But I left that town, you know, I left that town. When I left out of Georgia, you know I was Memphis bound. When I stayed in Memphis in 1939, the woman I was loving, she didn't pay me no mind. Then I left that town, you know I left that town. When I left out of Memphis, you know I was St. Louis bound. Kept it cherry red, but I left that town. You know, I left that town. When I left St. Louis, you know, I was Chicago bound. You all should know Chicago is the greatest place I ever know. I'm gonna stay in this town. I'm gonna live in this town. I'm gonna live in Chicago, the greatest place around.
Jimmy Rogers performing Chicago Bound. Next up, Mike Bloomfield and Far Too Many Nights, which is off of his It's Not Killing Me, released in 1969. I think I first became familiar with Mike through the Super Session album, which featured Mike, Al Kooper, and Stephen Stills, although Bloomfield and Stills didn't play on any of the songs together. Again, Far Too Many Nights and Mike Bloomfield.
Yeah. got no rest. It's been far too many nights now. People, I have not got no rest. My mind's out like a flyer. Whoa, whoa, a flyer gone out to the west. You know there's trouble in my mind, and it blues, blues down in my heart. Time that feeling starts, hey, yeah, minutes lead the hours, hours lead the days. Blues is my companion, and I have them always. You know it's far too many nights, and I have not got. All over tomorrow. Oh, maybe that would be the best.
Far Too Many Nights off of It's Not Killing Me by Mike Bloomfield. And this is a Blues Adventure with your host, Java, on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for listening to us. The next selection goes to the heart of the name of my show, Blues Adventure with Java. One of my favorite music internet sites is Bandcamp, where most anyone can upload their music, set their own price, and if it sells, get 80% of the money. Bouncing around on the site the other day, I came across a blues band based in Toledo. Not Ohio, but Spain. I checked out the tunes, bought the album, which was released the day before, and then contacted the lead guy to get permission to play it over the air at Voice of Vashon. Within the hour, we had had a nice short conversation, and he had sent me all of the other music that they had put out. Very cool. So this is Try Some of That by the John Dewar and the Blues Freaks Band with John on bass and vocals from their home in Toledo, Spain.
Well, my gal sell cookies, serve you night and day. First thing in the morning, going down that way. I'm gonna try some of that. I'm gonna try some of that. Soon as I get some money, I'm gonna try some of that. She don't care who you are or where you come from. She stopped you on the corner, tried to sell you some. You better try some of that. You better try some of that. Soon as you get some money, you better try some of that. Well, she ain't so good looking, she don't look so swell, but what really puts her over is the stuff she sells. You better try some of that.
John Duer, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, D-U-E-R, in the Blues Freaks with Try Some of That, which is off of their Try Some of This album, which he released in early March of 2019. Thanks again to Bandcamp for helping out my Blues Adventure show. Returning closer to home up next is Tim Casey and the Blues Cats, a Seattle band popular in the early 2000s, who were on a compilation album released in 2001 called Seattle's Best Blues. This is Tim and his band performing Everything, which is off of their third album called Swing Shift. We'll be right back.
wanna do everything. I wanna go everywhere. I wanna do everything. I wanna go everywhere. I wanna be the king. I wanna everything. I wanna see everywhere. I wanna hear everything. I wanna see everywhere. I wanna hear everything. I wanna be the king. I wanna everything. Do everything. I'm gonna go everywhere. I'm gonna do everything. I'm gonna go everywhere. I wanna be the king. I wanna everything. I wanna be everywhere. I wanna hear everything. I wanna be everywhere. I wanna hear everything. I wanna be the king. I wanna everything.
That was Tim Casey and the Blues Cats performing Everything. The band seems to have drifted into obscurity, as I can't find anything recent about them. Having jumped from Spain to Seattle, it seems pretty easy to bounce down to one of the areas that was an incubator of the blues, and Mississippi John Hurt's song Payday, which he wrote and was first released by him in 1966.
Ago, I stole me a hammer, me. I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. If I can. If I can. Well, the rabbit in the lawn. I ain't got no rabbit dog. Lord, I hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away, get away. Lord, I hate to see that rabbit get away. Baby, I've did all I could do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take it to your mama, payday. Payday. All I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama, payday, payday, payday.
Mississippi John Hurt in his 1966 song Payday. And this is the Blues Adventure with your host, Java, who has a bit of jet lag after the last few songs. Thank you for listening into my show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, or stream anytime from our app or website. Just look for the shows and host tab and scroll on down to Blues Adventure with Java. And thank you very much for doing so. Some blues voices rarely need an introduction. For me, one of those voices is Lightnin' Hopkins, who I've been listening to since I was a teenager. Next up is his You Never Miss Your Water, which he first released in 1962.
Never miss your water, water, till you will go dry. Never miss your water, water, till you will go dry. You know you never miss your little woman until she said goodbye. Baby, my mama's baby child. You know my papa's baby. Oh, mama's baby child. Whoa, you know you never miss your wife. Lord, until your well go dry. Settle down on the water, ain't no more water passing by.
The song You Never Miss Your Water, of which there are a number of songs by the same name, but none that will be confused with Lightnin' Hopkins. I like that so much, I'm going to play another song with Lightnin', but also this time with Sonny Terry. This is Conversation Blues, which came out on an album by the two of them called Last Night Blues, which they released in 1960.
Tell you something, Junior. Well, I want you to tell me something to make me see. Junior, I want you to tell me something. Lord, tell old poor Sonny something to make him see. If I ever come to your home, Junior, I'm gonna bring all you women right back here with me.
Well, that's the thing to do, Sonny. I got it. You ask poor Junior to give you something, some kind of ring meant to make you see. Poor Junior to give you something.
Yes, I did.
Well, now to make poor Sonny Terry see. You know I only got two eyes and I offer you one. Well, yet now don't you think well of me.
Thank you, Junior. Yes, what you said, so kind to me. Well, what you said, Junior. Lord, you know you make that feel so good to me. Walk around and see like you, Junior. Lord, you know I'll be happy any man can be.
You know I feel your sympathy.
Yes, you do, boy.
And I know just what you mean. Sympathy.
Lord have mercy.
Sonny Cherry, I know just what you mean. Oh, if you take my left eye, it don't make it no better. Take my right and we a bow will be.
Sonny Terry and Lightnin' Hopkins and Conversation Blues, which is off of their 1960 release, Last Night Blues. How very, very nice. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM. We are your island connection, and thank you for making us and my show a part of your day. I would almost bet that most blues lovers have never heard of Rod Piazza. I definitely don't see myself as a good gauge for judging that, but I sure hadn't, despite his almost 50 years and a couple dozen albums. He and his wife, Honey Piazza, formed their latest group, The Mighty Flyers, in 1980, and are still alive and active in Riverside, California. So to close out this episode is a live version of Rod Piazza and The Mighty Flyers playing Hardworking Boogie. Thank you for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show. Broadcast Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. on KVSH 101.9 FM, or stream the show anytime via the Voice of Vashon app or website. Thanks again.
The disc jockey and the teenager just got hip to. We call it the hard, hard, hard-working boogie. What about the name? Drop that big beat.
Don't move.